Philadelphia's most beloved drag queen is back in town. Martha Graham Cracker is a cabaret singer with a very loyal following, and she just returned from a six-month stint in Las Vegas. Jen Kinney curates WHYY's Things to Do segment at WHYY.org. She caught up with the performer in advance of a homecoming show this weekend, and she tells us about the event. Also, some other events coming up this weekend.
The man behind Martha Graham Cracker is Dito van Riegersberg. He co-founded the Pig Iron Theater Company, he looks great in a dress, and he likes faux. So when I found out he was back in Philly and performing a Welcome Home Martha Graham Cracker show this Saturday, we went out for Vietnamese soup.
Oh, the faux has arrived. Mmm.
Dito and Martha have a lot in common. They're witty and silly, earnest and excitable. Also, they really like to sing, including about soup condiments.
That girl is poison.
Dito has been performing as Martha for 13 years. She's built up a devoted following for her own very particular form of drag. Unlike many queens, Martha's not a lip syncer, but a powerhouse cabaret singer. She's known for sitting in laps and wrapping her ankles around the necks of unsuspecting audience members. And she's not trying to live up to anyone's feminine ideals.
You will see a glorious Amazon of a woman. She will be taller and hairier than you ever expected, but also incredibly beautiful. Maybe if you took all the most feminine things and all the most masculine things and mashed them together, that would be what you would see. Like an amalgamation of gender that you never thought possible.
Dito lives in Philly, but for the past 6 months, he's been away in Las Vegas. He was skeptical when first approached about doing a show there.
I said, no, I don't like Las Vegas.
But he gave in, joining a variety show where he performed as an alien diva by the name of Dusty Moonboots.
I felt like I was playing the first or second cousin of Martha Graham Cracker.
And Martha?
Well, I missed her.
And Philly missed Martha. She's performed all over the U.S. with regular gigs in New York, but Martha Graham Cracker is a uniquely Philly queen. She's earnest, sharp, tender, and provocative, a velvety singer who's not ashamed of her chest hair. This weekend, she'll be performing old favorites and new tunes, including songs by Prince, Dolly Parton, and a ballad about how much she missed her hometown.
This city feels like home to me, and why not enjoy a place that makes you feel so welcome and supported? And now I feel like, oh, I would go back to Vegas, you know, for a short period of time, maybe for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I think Philly will always be home. So we come to the end of the road.
Catch her Welcome Home show this Saturday night at TLA. She's performing with PJ Brown, Ill Dutes, and Johnny Showcase, a funk crooner with whom Martha has an on and off romance.
Oh, the tea has arrived. Cheers.
Also this weekend, it's the Mustard Seed Film Festival, which showcases movies from South Asia and the diaspora. If you need more drag in your life, the festival kicks off tonight with an evening of South Asian drag performers at the Asian Arts Initiative. And Legos for adults? It's adult night at the Legoland Discovery Center in Plymouth Meeting. Grown-ups can channel their inner child in Lego building competitions and games. No kids allowed. And on Saturday, it's the 6th annual People's Poetry and Jazz Festival at Vernon Park in Germantown, hosted by the Black Writers Museum. Here's Supreme Divine Dao, the museum's founder and executive director.
Poetry is a medium that touches the soul. And poetry has a history of walking hand in hand, particularly in the African-American experience, walking hand in hand with jazz.
Grammy-winning jazz musician Lenny White will be headlining Saturday's festival, and anyone is welcome to get up and read their poetry in the park. Supreme shared the start of one of his own poems titled Weapon of Choice.
The weapon of choice I use are words. One straight shot to the brain, pop, bang. A bullet full of verbs and adjectives. Reverberating rhythms, action-packed analogies with descriptive mob scenes. My 9mm is the king's English.
To hear more, head to Germantown from noon to 8 p.m. on Saturday. And of course, last but certainly not least, it's the 57th annual Philadelphia Folk Festival in Schwanksville, PA, all weekend long. We're listening to Valerie June, who takes the stage on Saturday night. Details about all these events and more are online at WHYY.org. I'm Jen Kinney. See you next week.
I was on my way back home. My Won't.